You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Guide. I'm in a different light bookstore in the LGBTQ section, and I'm just officially out, which gives me the nerve to be in this section, but not to feel comfortable there yet. I pick up a long booklet, and it's called Betty and Pansy's Severe Queer Review of San Francisco. I'm in San Francisco as my first trip as an out gay man, and so I find a seat and I open the booklet. It's simple, and the humor's new to me, sort of pervert drag queen, and it makes me laugh at how funny and honest it is. They talk about every cruising place in San Francisco in detail, including Folsom Gulch and other places in SoMa like alleyways, and my heart races like I've uncovered the holy grail of cruising. They describe being a late-night hot mess and crawling over the lattice-covered walls and ceilings of the video store, and I know it's an exaggeration, but I also know enough about gay sex that it could be 100% true. I buy the book. That night I'm standing in the damp, dark back room of Folsom Gulch and taking it in. In the rows of booths are naked tweakers, bumping around and obsessively checking their open bags, older regulars squatting their space and playing the odds, young hustlers choosing their marks, business guys getting blowjobs and leaving behind trails of cologne, and others, like me, not knowing what we're after. I think of Betty and Pansy, fucked up, crawling across the tops of the booths watching other guys fuck, and I laugh to myself. A hot guy in his mid-30s comes in, walks past me, and takes a lap around to the other side. On his second lap, he stops in front of me and nods, and I'm so ready for him that I step forward and back him into an open booth. Before the door closes behind us, we're at it, on each other, pulling shirts up to feel skin on skin, hands everywhere, kisses wet and deep. We can't get close enough. There's someone watching through each glory hole on either wall. He kneels down and takes my cock into his mouth, but I need him to come back, and I pull him up and kiss him again. I go down on him and he moans, and his cock fills my mouth until he pulls me back up quickly, and we kiss again. His mouth goes to my neck, and he pushes his teeth in, and I respond, putting my arms around him. He bites firmer and deeper, and now we both reach down and jack each other, then ourselves, off. We shoot, hard, all over the other, everywhere. He releases my neck, leans back against the wall, panting for breath, and looking at me. Fuck you, he says. Fuck you too, I say. You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com, follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook, or DM me at matttalespod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own. Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tales 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms. You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tales After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tales 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising and phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I roll down the window, I said, I need to tell you I'm gay, and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon. Hard and More Than Lust.